Hello, first of all, can you introduce yourself for me, please?
Yeah, I'm Nick Reynolds from Roman Way Estate in Edgbaston.
Right, Nick, I'm here talking to you in the Roman Way Estate because we missed you at the local Hearts Awards. You won an award, but you had to scarper off to somewhere?
Yeah, I had to nip back up to Chester, to Trafford Hall. We was doing a training event up there. So I had to catch the last train back up to Chester, unfortunately.
Right, people can probably hear work going on, but hey, we're outside.
Yeah.
So, you won the Community Learning Award.
I did, yes. Yeah, very surprised.
I asked you a little bit before we started recording, what did you learn it for? And you earn it. Oh, what did you win it for? And you said,
I don't know. I think it's basically because I'll go out there and I'll learn things. I'll try and learn as much as I can about any issue really that's affecting the community. You know, whether it be the police, whether it be the council, anything, and then cascade that down onto other residents so that they actually know where they can stand and what they can do about it, all that kind of stuff. Make sure that people know what their rights are.
So what sort of levels do your learning at?
Anywhere from academic levels down to basic level, basically. So, we'll take them on.
So you can communicate at degree level and you can communicate at street level, not that they're necessarily mutually exclusive, but...
I think so. Other people might disagree, but I think so, yeah. I'll try to.
You are in the process of setting up a tenants management organisation for the Roman Way.
Yes.
But you've also been helping other people learn how to do the same.
Yes, yeah. I'm part of the NFGMA, which is the National Federation of Tenant Management Organisations, and they facilitate learning opportunities, and they've got a guide programme which sort of like encourages other residents groups to come along and see how... what you can do basically under the right to manage regulations. We're not part of that guard TMO network at the moment. You never know what happens in the future. But it's a way for residents groups to see and for residents to see that you can actually manage the housing services that are on the estate.
And also the Guide Neighbourhood Network?
Oh, that was a long time ago, yes. Yep, we was part of that. We got some funding for the notice boards across the estate for IT equipment, which, is coming very handy. What else did we do? Some of the bulbs, which we can't see at the moment, but we had a mass bulb planting day around here. So literally, if we was planting bulbs in the communal area, here's some free bulbs. So when springtime comes, there's quite a few daffodils on the estate.
But it also, the thing about the Guide Neighbourhoods Network is that's also about learning from each other, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah. Oh, we're a great believer. Resident-to-resident learning is far better. I personally believe you can go to a course and you can spend a whole day there and sort of like that, and then eventually you walk away with a little bit of knowledge, but when you engage with other residents group who have gone through what you're going through, then it strikes me that you seem to learn an awful lot more.
Well, congratulations. Even though you say you don't know why you won it, I'm quite confident that's a very well deserved award.
Oh, thank you very much, Nick.